We're just coming into the end of the walking route, which was fantastic, coming back into Court McSherry along the estuary. And I've been walking today with Bridget Healy, who's been fantastic company and works and lives nearby. And Bridget, you're not from here though originally, are you?
No, I was born in New Zealand and I just kind of ended up in Ireland, and everybody asked me why, and it's actually because it's empty and there's not too many people in Lycra running around the hills. And once you leave the tourist spots in West Cork, you have the world to yourself, and it's one of the most beautiful places in the world and one of the most unexplored. So
yeah, and when we were walking that trail today, and it was just empty, wasn't it? I mean, I think we must have seen two or three cars except for the last stretch into the town.
Yep.
And this walk just isn't really known by people, is it?
People do it, or they do small sections of it. But yeah, no, people don't really, they don't like to leave the kind of safe paths. But actually all of Ireland is lovely to walk on. And once you do leave the main centres and the railway map routes and go for a wander, you just find magical places. Gorgeous coves, little forests, lovely people.
In fact, we got to know each other because we share a love of wild swimming and open water swimming, and we had a great jump into a cove that we won't name.
We did,
but very close to the Seven Heads. But it's just brimming with coves like that,
yeah,
isn't it?
There's amazing swimming. There's incredible snorkeling, and unlike the Mediterranean, this bit of the Atlantic coast has so much life. Okay, the water's a bit cold and you might need a bit of neoprene or whatever to look at it, but once you get into all those kelp beds and things, there is an amazing array of wildlife in the water, and there's lots of yummy things that you can pick up on the shore carefully, obviously, and legally, like kelps and dillisk, and it's just really stunning, and it's really rich in wildlife. And flora and fauna here is amazing, and I think it's really underappreciated.
Well, I hope we can tell the world a bit more about it. And meanwhile, at the end of this walk, we're going to go and sample an excellent local restaurant, aren't we? Which one? Where are we going?
I think with DC's is actually nearly at the end of the kind of Seven Heads walk, technically, and it's on Ring Harbour, which was the harbour that led into Clon before it silted up, and it's got an amazing sea view and an incredible chef.
Great, so we're going to head that way?
Yeah, let's
fantastic. Do it. Fantastic. Thanks, Bridget.